Now we've got Aideen O'Connor on the line, and Aideen is a sports and active living coordinator in Dublin City Council. Am I right, Aideen?
That's correct, Pat. How are you?
I'm not bad at all. Thanks for taking the time to come on the programme. Now, we were going to talk about aspects of the Lord Mayor's Five Alive Challenge, which is happening next year, and we are still going to talk about that, but we're going to talk about a few different aspects of it, aren't we, Aideen?
That's right, Pat. This year we're into the third year of our Lord Mayor's Five Alive Challenge, and at present we are full to capacity. We only opened up registration there on Monday, and we have just up to 300 people signed up to do this challenge. It's an initiative of the Lord Mayor, Christy Burke. He's happy to continue it, and it's basically what we're asking people to do is to sign up for five key city races that take place in Dublin City in the year 2015. And with that, what we do is we allow them to register for two free races. If they compete all five races, they receive a scroll and a medal and a lovely reception with the Lord Mayor of Dublin.
Yeah. I noticed that one of the races is the AXA Raheny 5 Mile, which happens every January. We here at Near FM have been covering that for several years now. And I have to say to you that it's hugely supported by athletes from all different strata of sports life, and even people who aren't what you'd call sports people, like elite sports people, ordinary people get out there and done it. People who like to even walk the 5K get out and do it. So that's hugely supported. And I'd imagine all the other events in the whole series are supported just as equally well. Would you say so, yeah?
Oh, they are, Pat. You know, you touched it there. The Raheny 5 Mile is a very historical race. The Raheny Shamrocks Club are doing it a long, long time, and it's grown and grown each year. But with that, as it's grown, it's recreational runners that are turning up to these races more and more. There are elite, but they're encouraging recreational runners. And when I say recreational runners, they're people who probably are just learning how to run from couch to 5K. That's kind of getting very big at the moment, very popular. And they'd still encourage walkers, which is great. So they cater for all levels and all abilities.
And kids, I have to say as well.
That's right. They do. They do a children's race just before the main event, and that I'd say this year will be even more popular. You know, and it's great to see the young children out and getting active, because at the end of the day, we've got to make sure that our children are healthy and fit. That, you know, they are the children of the future. So it's very, very important.
Yeah, you also mentioned we were going to discuss what kind of organised training will be available and the leisure centres that Dublin City Council provide in the city.
That's right. Like, we have a team of over 35 sports staff that work locally in the community, providing sport and physical activity opportunities to people of all ages, of all abilities. And really, with, I suppose, to coincide with the Lord Mayor's challenge, what we are encouraging people to do, if they didn't get a chance to sign up, we're still encouraging them to sign up for those races. You know, they can still come along and enjoy the atmosphere with us, but we'll also offer some extra support to those people through kind of meet and train local groups. We have a great relationship with Athletics Ireland, and they have the Fit for Life groups, which are hugely popular at the moment. And just, you know, these are recreational running groups. And also, Pat, I'm sure you're aware of this, the big growth now in Park Run. That's becoming hugely popular. That's a free timed 5K run, and it's happening all over the country. And we have a good few in Dublin City and the surrounding areas of Dublin.
Yeah, okay. I noticed too, I was in St. Anne's Park last Sunday morning for a leisurely stroll, I must say, with my with my wife, and the place was full of people.
That's fine.
It was around 11:30 last Sunday morning. There were all sorts of people doing all sorts of sports activities, from running to mountain biking, people pushing buggies fast with their babies in them. Do you know these top-of-the-range buggies you can get that
yeah.
they fly along without any real effort? And there were people on the main thoroughfare in St. Anne's Park, where the main road that used to lead up to the old mansion there was a group of people
like
boot camp or something. They had all sorts of paraphernalia with them, and they were doing lifts and jumps and every sort of thing, and the place was just hugely busy. And I said to my wife, we should come here at 8:30 in the morning instead, when the place would be relatively empty, because you had to fight your way through them, basically, you know. But there are a huge amount of people out there doing all sorts of fitness programs in all areas of the city, and I'm sure that's true for all over the country. Is it? What's the whole thing about people on this fitness kick, Aideen?
Look, Pat, people are just becoming more aware of how important it is to lead an active and healthy lifestyle. You know, the research is there. We're seeing it now every day. Unfortunately for us, you know, we're at the stage now where we've got, I think it's one in four, every child under 12 is there and obese. So yeah, we've got to be... I think people are just becoming aware that they've got to get out and they've got to get active, but they've got to find something that they enjoy. You know, they've got, like, as you mentioned there, like, it's a, there's so many different activities in sport. You don't necessarily have to go indoors and go to the gym and get onto a cross trainer and stay on a cross trainer for an hour. You can be active. You can get out on your bike. You can boogie. You can walk your dog. Once you're being active regularly, you know, 30 minutes to 40 minutes a day, you know, that's what we want and that's what we're encouraging. And we do that through a lot of our sports programs as well. We offer like chair aerobics for the older adults. We do kind of swimming programs for young kids. We do bowls. We do batank. We do dance. So we don't just focus obviously on running, you know, but running is just becoming a very, very big, big craze at the moment.
Yeah.
It's free.
Yeah.
You know, it is free.
Yeah, you mentioned 30 minutes a day. Would that be the minimum requirement, do you think, Aideen, for people who want to maintain any level of fitness and shed their few pounds, so to speak?
Yeah, look, for anyone who's slightly sedentary and they're only starting off, you know, we'd recommend maybe 20 to 30 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week.
Yeah.
Just to begin with, and that you're just slightly out of breath. You know, you're just kind of working the heart, you're getting the lungs, and you're kind of trying to get the heart and lungs fit. But it's always good to just bear in mind that if you haven't been that active, you've got to start off very slowly, because you've got to bear in mind you want to maintain this for the rest of your life. For as long as you can, you want to be active for as long as you can. So there's no point, you know, saying I'm going to get fit in the new year and I'm going to go out and run 10 miles. You know, that's not what we're asking people to do. What we're asking people to do is just to be aware of their body and try and get out where they can and do light activity to begin with. Just light activity.
Yeah. You haven't mentioned diet at all, Aideen. That's not part of your remit, though, really, is it?
No, it is, Pat. We do encourage it, but we are sport and physical activity. But look, it comes hand in hand. It is important. You've got to have a balanced... I kind of stay away from the word diet. You've just got to eat healthily and eat a balanced food, basically. Yes, everything in moderation. You know, there's a lot of temptation out there at the moment, but it's really the whole education behind what is good for your body and what's not good for your body. And yes, the two of them do come hand in hand. You've got to, if you're going to do the exercise, basically what you input into your body, if it's bad, you've got to output it in some way. You know, so we would do a lot, some of our programs, like we do a Change for Life program in January of the new year. And that's all about encouraging people from the local community to sign up. They get weighed, they get measured, we give advice on nutrition. We get encourage them to take part in an 8-week kind of program activity class. But we do educate our people who do our programs, because if we don't educate, we don't leave a legacy in the community. We've got to educate our people and let them know why they're doing this and why it's good. It's great to see generations together. Like, you'll see at the park run, you'll see granddads and grannies, you'll see the mom, the dad, you'll see the kids, and then you'll see a child in a buggy. And it's great to see that kind of camaraderie between a family, that they know that we've got to get active and got to, you know, and it's going to benefit them all.
Yeah.
The more active you are, the more healthy your mind is as well. And that's hugely important. It's all linked. We've got a massive epidemic here now at the moment with mental health and the suicide rate. So, you know, it does all come together. It's sport, physical activity, nutrition, health, and overall health and well-being.
Yeah, Aideen, just before I let you go, would you have any advice, I wonder, for people who don't have the everybody should make the effort, but for people who don't have the opportunity to do the 20 to 30 minutes a day, but would like to become active, and what can they do?
I mean, what they can do is, okay, if they're in the house, there is exercises that you can do in the house. If they're able to go up and down the stairs, hoovering is an exercise, gardening is exercise. Once they're not sitting down for a full, like, 7 to 8 hours in the day, you know, we've got to be moving more. Just once they're moving, you know, that's what I'd recommend. But I'd also recommend that anybody that's there and is feeling like that, that they contact Dublin City Council, www.dublincity.ie. We've local sport and recreation officers on the ground that we can put them in contact with if they really are struggling to engage. And most importantly, we don't want anyone isolated. We want to get them out of their house. We want to get them moving, and we want to get them into a group that they're going to enjoy and they're going to have fun.
Yeah, okay, just one last question. The Lord Mayor is very proactive in a lot of things these days. We know that he's on the television all the time. Will he be taking part in any of the runs, you know?
Yeah. Look, Lord Mayor Christy Burke, he's a busy, busy man, but he's fully supportive of this challenge. And he will walk. However, we've got a race ambassador for three of our races, which is our very own Michael Carruth. He's going to be there to encourage and motivate the people to get through the races. And of course, we'll be there, the team, the sport and recreation team, also to encourage the people. But Lord Mayor Christy Burke has promised that he will walk, so we'll hold him to that.
Great stuff. Listen, Aideen, thanks a million for taking the call, and the best of luck with organising all the events. They can only do good for people. That's all I can say.
Not at all, Pat. Thanks very much. We've just got a passion for getting people fit and active in living and working in Dublin City. So great anything stuff. We can do to help.
Lovely, Aideen. Thanks a million.
Take care.
Bye-bye. That was Aideen O'Connor, their Dublin City Council's Sport and Active Living Coordinator. You're listening to Northside Today with me, Pat Meemer.